Тренировочное задание номер 3.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1, 6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A, G. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1. I have been trying to learn Russian. It is so hard compared to English, in my opinion. And the words have so many syllables and are often so hard to pronounce. But I have Russian friends who disagree. I suppose it is simply a question of what you are used to. But for me, Russian is the hardest. With an unfamiliar alphabet, strange sounds and stresses, not to mention a totally different grammar system. I can't think of anything much harder than trying to learn any new language. I'll just have to keep on working at it. Speaker 2.
All languages have their own unique beauty, but it seems to me we should be able to choose which ones we study. The Irish and the Welsh, for example, make their school kids learn those languages. Fair enough, these languages should be encouraged and available to all who live there. But if the kids spent the same amount of time on French or German, maybe their career choices would be wider.
Speaker 3.
I was in Brighton on the famous Stony Beach when I overheard a group of Russian girls talking about boys. Understanding some Russian, I was immediately entertained as they obviously believed they could be understood by no one apart from themselves. I slipped into a kiosk queue, pretended to scan my paper and slowly looked in the other direction. Then they were talking about me. One gave me a better review than the others, but fortunately none were too unkind. Still, you can imagine their shock and embarrassment when I introduced myself in Russian.
Speaker 4. I have just met an interesting lady. She's Russian and met her Spanish husband in Greece, where they lived for 12 years, bringing up their 3 children. 3 years ago, they all moved to live and work in Brighton, in England. This, I think, makes the children potentially quadrilingual. Is this a record? Imagine the advantage of just growing up naturally with Russian, Spanish, Greek and English. I am so jealous. Speaker 5.
I divide my time between my small studio office and the kitchen. I'm trying to build my web design company, but it's tough. But I have found a way to relax that I find soothing and occasionally useful for business. I listen to French programs on the radio whilst I work. My French is pretty good, but I tune in and out of listening so it becomes a background noise. But amazingly, it seems to keep my energy up. And once I got a new French client in after impressing him with my knowledge of French news.
Speaker 6.
My aunt and uncle have retired to Spain. They live year-round in a small town close to the sea. But they are not learning Spanish. They say there are enough British living locally. All they need is enough Spanish for polite greetings. In the shops, they can point, smile, and hold up fingers. And in the bank and post office, there are English-speaking staff. But I think it would be great if they started lessons. They would enjoy their retirement so much more and learn about the people amongst whom they have chosen to live.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker 1. I have been trying to learn Russian. It is so hard compared to English, in my opinion. And the words have so many syllables and are often so hard to pronounce. But I have Russian friends who disagree. I suppose it is simply a question of what you are used to. But for me, Russian is the hardest, with an unfamiliar alphabet, strange sounds and stresses, not to mention a totally different grammar system. I can't think of anything much harder than trying to learn any new language. I'll just have to keep on working at it. Speaker 2.
All languages have their own unique beauty, but it seems to me we should be able to choose which ones we study. The Irish and the Welsh, for example, make their school kids learn those languages. Fair enough, these languages should be encouraged and available to all who live there. But if the kids spent the same amount of time on French or German, maybe their career choices would be wider.
Speaker 3. I was in Brighton on the famous Stony Beach when I overheard a group of Russian girls talking about boys. Understanding some Russian, I was immediately entertained as they obviously believed they could be understood by no one apart from themselves. I slipped into a kiosk queue, pretended to scan my paper and slowly looked in the other direction. Then they were talking about me. One gave me a better review than the others, but fortunately none were too unkind. Still, you can imagine their shock and embarrassment when I introduced myself in Russian.
Speaker 4. I have just met an interesting lady. She's Russian and met her Spanish husband in Greece, where they lived for 12 years, bringing up their 3 children. 3 years ago, they all moved to live and work in Brighton, in England. This, I think, makes the children potentially quadrilingual. Is this a record? Imagine the advantage of just growing up naturally with Russian, Spanish, Greek and English. I am so jealous. Speaker 5.
I divide my time between my small studio office and the kitchen. I'm trying to build my web design company, but it's tough. But I have found a way to relax that I find soothing and occasionally useful for business. I listen to French programs on the radio whilst I work. My French is pretty good, but I tune in and out of listening so it becomes a background noise. But amazingly, it seems to keep my energy up. And once I got a new French client in after impressing him with my knowledge of French news.
Speaker 6.
My aunt and uncle have retired to Spain. They live year-round in a small town close to the sea. But they are not learning Spanish. They say there are enough British living locally. All they need is enough Spanish for polite greetings. In the shops, they can point, smile, and hold up fingers. And in the bank and post office, there are English-speaking staff. But I think it would be great if they started lessons. They would enjoy their retirement so much more and learn about the people amongst whom they have chosen to live.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.